Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Tes Zayin, and we are on Tes Vav Mabez. We'll read the Mishnah again, Tes Vav Mabez. Just one ha'ara. I looked for it. I saw it quoted yesterday, but we will see the last Gemara right before the Mishnah as we discuss what does a person mean by Chaveiro, which is the next Mishnah, Be'ez Hashem, that we're going to have on today's daf. The Gemara said, does Chaveiro mean, if you're acting within one kevis, does Chaveiro mean the other kevis, or does it mean the Lechem? So he said this Gemara sounds like that relating to the major machlokas Rishonim that comes up in Menachas Daf Beis and Zvachim Daf Beis and Bamatziah Daf Mem Gimel and other places where Machshava versus Dibur is discussed. The language of the Gemara is Choshev, but it might mean Dibur. Choshev just might mean in contrast to an action. So that machlokas Rashi Atosis and the Rambam is gets involved as well. So this Gemara sounds like you have to have Dibur, because if it was just Machshava, why don't we would have just asked him? We don't know what he's thinking about Chaveiro. So just like we ask him, and he says Chaveiro, so he'll explain himself. So it sounds like from this Gemara that the side of Dibur is the one that is correct. So I saw quoted that the Shiva Kubetz is Mamatsiya Daf Mem Gimel says it. I looked there, I did not find it. So it must be one of the other Rishonim in whoever quoted this is one of the other Rishonim in Mamatsiya Daf Mem Gimel discusses this, it brings a riot from here. So as we said, one of the Rishonim does, but just gotta keep looking for it. Okay, anyway, says the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah in Menachas. Here we go. Hazevach Mafagel Sarasach Mishikitshu Bekli. Hazevach, a karban is mefagel the nesachim. As we have been talking about the last couple of mishnayos, what happens when there is a team? There's a toda and its breads, and there's the kifsi atzeres and its breads. So here too, a karban, an ola and a shlamim, always go with nesachim, with libations, wine and flour. So if the karban becomes pigol, the zevach, the shlamim, the ola become pigol, so says the Mishnah, the nesachim also become pigol. Misha kidshu bekli, as long as the nesachim were already in a klishari, so it already achieved kedushas haguf, it cannot be redeemed anymore. So once that occurs, so then it has the status of being, being with the karban, and it can be nispagel. Rashi says, if you drink the wine, you're going to get kares, the same thing would apply if you eat the flour. The flour of the wine, that's with the nesachim. So the zevach is mefagel of the nesachim, because again, that's the ikker. Ha nesachim ain't mefagel, it's a zevach. But the opposite is not true. The nesachim, if the nesachim become pigol, then it's not mefagel of the zevach. Similar to what we had already. Ketzad, for example, hashokhin is a zevach le'echol b'menu l'machar. If somebody shechs his shlamim or ola to eat from it, from the zevach tomorrow, pigol, we're not talking about Ola here, because Ola, there is no Lechol. So maybe we're just talking about the Shlamim. Lechol b'mena. So who unisachim mefugalim? It and its nesachim are mefugal, because once the animal is pigal, so too the nesachim are pigal. But the opposite, lahakriv nesachim v'machar, if I shech the animal in order to be makriv the nesachim, la'achar zman, so then only on nesachim mefugalim ha'zevachet mefugal. We said, because that's the ikker, and the ikker brings along with it the tafel, but the tafel does not bring along with it the ikker. The Mikdash David has the suffix here. What exactly is thought when you say lahakriv nesachav? How much has to be thought about when does that? Because there is never, says the, let me just find it, there is never a case where you pour less than 3 lugin on the Mizbeach. So is that what you have to think about? Yesh lach kor im chishiv lenaseh pachos mi gimel lugin chutz lezmano l'Rabbi Meir da'amar hazerach mefagel atzad asochim ibeinon davke sheyachshav lenaseh shir gimel lugin tabachos mi gimel lugin lachashav yisachlal. Or do we say no? Tibbe machshava beinon rak achilas mizbeach. All you have to think about, as we've said, is either achilas adam or achilas mizbeach. V'kiva tibbe achilas mizbeach bekizayis harichishiv lachachal mizbeach chutz lezmano v'loich palon bezet tabachos mi gimel lugin lachashav nisuch. That's a suffix. The Mishnah is not clear here how much wine you have to think about to do nisach with. Okay, that's a suffix. Okay.
You don't have to bring it right away, right?
We're gonna have that. We're gonna have that coming up right now. It's gonna come up again. It's gonna relate to the machlokas. Excellent. Tanur Rabbanan. So says the Tosefta. The Tosefta in Zvachim. Tanur Rabbanan. Nischei behema chayavan aleihem mishum pigol mish bepnei shadam azarech matiron lekarev div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, as our Mishnah said, nisachim are included in pigol. A nesach could be nispagel. Why? The rule for pigol we had recently, the rule for pigol, Rashi said, on the quote of the Mishnah, on the bottom of Daf Yudalim and Aleph, 2 days ago's Daf, pigol is only by a davar she'esh lo matirin, something that's matir it. There are a lot of usages in Shas for davar she'esh lo matirin. So the one by pigol is that something else matirs it. If it itself is a matir, like dam or komets, is not subject to pigol. It's always something that has matirin. So says Rabbi Meir, Nesachim have matirin. Why? Because you need to be Zorek the Dam in order to allow the Nesachim to be Hukrav on the Mizbeach. So it's not Hutar Lechol, not Hutar Lechol Adi Adam, Hutar Lechol Adi Mizbeach. You're not allowed to pour it on the Mizbeach unless the Zrikas are done beforehand. So it's Davar She'esh Lo Matirin. So Rabbi Meir says, Nesachim Behemah, you're chayav for pigol because the dam is matirit. Amru lo Rabbi Meir, they said to Rabbi Meir, how could that be exactly about what you just said? V'halo adam, maybe nizvacho hayom, unisachav ad yud yamim. But you don't have to bring the nisachim with the carbon. So how can you say that there's a connection between the carbon and the libations that go with it? You can bring the libations in a week and a half. So what? How exactly are we supposed to understand that automatically if the zevach becomes this pagel, then the nisachim are this pagel also? Amalahanser, Meir says, no, I understand. Afanilo Amarti, El Babadim Azevach, I agree with you. If you brought the Nisachim a week and a half from now, that does not become Nispagel. There are two tracks, Meir says. If you bring the Nisachim with the carbon, so then it can't become pickle, because then it's connected with the carbon. If you bring it a week and a half from now, that it's not Nispagel, even if the carbon is Nispagel, because that is not considered connected. Where, how you bring the Nisachim determines the connection it has with this carbon. Amarle, says the Chachamim back to Rimeir, even so, even if you bring it with the carbon, it shouldn't be Pigel. Why? Amarle, Efshel Shanos, Lezevach Acher. Even after the carbon is Shechted, you're allowed to switch these Nisachim to use it for another carbon. Use it for this carbon, use it for that carbon. You always switch the Nisachim as much as you want. So therefore, doesn't that show that there is no specific connection to the carbon?
Even if you wouldn't switch it.
Even if you wouldn't. Right, so the fact that you can switch it shows that it is not connected. So therefore, maybe even if you don't switch it, it shouldn't be pigel. And Amar Rava, so Rava says, Kasava Rameir, what do you see from me? The fact that Rabbi Meir didn't answer this point, so what must he hold? He must argue with that. Rabbi Meir hold, Hukva b'shchita kalach metoda. Rabbi Meir must argue, and the root machlokas about Nesachim here is whether, when you shech the animal, are the Nesachim hukva for the carbon. If they are, that shows a connection between them, and therefore the Nesachim can become pigel when the animal can becomes pigel. Mashiachin, according to the Rabbanan. Just like the lach metoda. Just right when you shech the carbon toda, so then the lechem, the lachamim, the bread that go with the toda are hukva to be lachme toda. Okay, so that's the machlokas, Rameir the Rabbanan, whether Nesach, and our Mishnah is, it says Divrei Meir. Our Meir is the one that's talking in the Havamina of Nesachim that were Kiddush B'Kli.
I guess I had a slightly different question. When it says lachakuv Nesach of Lamacha, that's your intention. I mean, what does that mean?
To be makar the nesachim, to be menaseach.
Well, at the time you're doing the shechita,
you have in mind that you're going to do the nesachim la'achar zmano. Right, so what is it? So you're saying la'achar zmano, you have 10 days to do it.
Right.
You have 10 days to do it. So, we're going to talk more about this right now, but let's say even if you want to say you have 10 days, I guess you have to think la'achar those 10 days. Meaning la'achar the time that you're allowed to. Unless you say that there is a l'chadchila time to do it, as we'll talk about in a second, and then la'achar zmano could even be if you're not thinking l'chadchila time to do it. But you're right, that's a good question. Exactly what do you think? It has to be sometime after the time that you're supposed to.
Does the clock start? Is there...
Right, Pashas, the clock starts when you're in the carbon. When you're shechted to the carbon, that's the clock is going
to
start. Because you have to bring, well, the nesachim have to have, you can't bring it in 6 months from now. Right? No. So, ad asarayamim. Asarayamim. That's what, that would be some limit. But there is a machlokas that we mentioned back in Zvachim as well, based on the Rishonim in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Lamed, whether this halacha that you can bring the Nesachim in a week and a half from now, is that l'chadchila, is that b'di'eved, does that apply to all karbanas? Rashi in Maseches Tumur on Daf Yudal, it says, l'chadchila, they should be brought together. If you look in Tosis, this is the Tosis that we've quoted in the past. This is the Tosis of Rosh Hashanah. What is the Tosis doing there? Why in Rosh Hashanah does it talk about the Nesachim? This is the Mishnah that talks about accepting the Edim. The Mishnah said, Barishon, Ohayim HaKabal, Neitz HaKadosh Kol Hayom. It used to be originally in the days of setting the calendar with Edim, they used to accept Edim all day. If you didn't have the Edim came 3 minutes before Shkia, they accepted the witnesses and they made that day Rosh Chodesh, even though Bnei Yisrael hadn't treated that day as Rosh Chodesh the whole day. Pamach is one time, Nishtau Edim Lavilavo. One time the Edim were delayed. They didn't come all the way until the end of the day. And Viniskalklavu Halavim Bashir. And the Levian messed up in the shir, in the special song that they were supposed to sing. Either the Gemara says they didn't sing at all, because they were waiting, or they sung the weekday one, and they didn't sing the Rosh Chodesh one. And all they're pshat, what exactly means that they messed up in the shir. But they messed up! So Chazal said, we can't have this anymore. Hiskinu, shalo yibakablin, ela ara mincha. They said, you know what, we're only sent to eat them until mincha time. If they come afterwards, we'll make both days. We'll treat both days as Rosh Chodesh. Right? So that's the, that's the Mishnah. Ask Tosfos, Miyu Yesh L'Tamua, Aminus Kalkulu B'Shir. Why did they mess up in the Shir? What? The Shir was done B'Shas Nesachim. So why didn't they just delay the Nesachim? They didn't have to bring the Nesachim. If they didn't know exactly, there's only two days that the Edom might be able to come. You don't know if the Edom are going to come today, which is day 30, which might change it to day 1. Or if not, it's going to be tomorrow anyway. So it's only 2 days. Every Hebrew month is either 29 or 30 days. So what exactly was the problem? Just delay the Nesachim. Maybe we'll have our Tuesday night shir next week about that. That's important discussion in Karbanis. So, and also Brachas. You can bring the Nesachim in a couple days from now. So what exactly is the, what was the problem? Why did they mess up? So first Tosfos says, V'nirali d'lechatchila yesh lahavi Nesachim in Mazevach. Like that Rashi says in Tzvurah, l'chadchili, you're supposed to bring it together. D'imevi balayla, because if you bring it at night or in a week from now, Ein yachol lomar shira. You only say shira, the special songs that are said with the Nesachim, if they're brought on the day of the Karban. Kedamrina perachini de'erachin, ma kapar bayom af shira bayom. Olumachar nami, imeviyah mebali. It's only a suffix whether you would say it at night for sure, but even if you bring it in a couple of days, it's a suffix whether you would say it. And therefore, they did not want to delay, they didn't want to lose out saying the shira. And therefore, they brought it. V'hadamar amir hasam, and that which it says there, the shir ma'akev ha'karban. I says the shir is ma'akev ha'karban. Hainu b'nesachim abayim ma'zevach. Shekarvo b'shash shechitas ha'zevach. If you bring it together, de'ein kreven elabayom. V'osan tu'in shira. That's what needs shira. But if it's brought later, it does not require shira. Aiva hidad maybe zivcho hayom b'nesachim ikavan ha'zor yamim. That Gemara sounds like pretty l'chachiva. Bring it. What does our Gemara say? You can bring your Zevach today and the Nesachim a week from now. Sounds pretty l'chadchila. Says Tosfos, that's only by a Karban Yachid, which doesn't get Shira anyway. So by a Karban Yachid, Eino Rav Shira, El Al Karban Sibra Kavua, so that's no problem. Bring the Nesachim in a week and a half from now. But by a Karban Sibra, which is what the Gemara and the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah is talking about, it has Shira, and therefore l'chadchila, we don't want to delay it. That is Mishnah and Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lam. And if you look in the Rambam, the Mishnah Lamelech points out this Rambam, that the Rambam is not machalic at all between Sibur and Yachid. The Rambam just says, in Hilchas Baisa Karbanis, Hasolas im Hashemin shal Nesachim, Eina ma'akvan es ha'yayin, v'lo ha'yayin ma'akvan, v'lo ha'nesachim ma'akvan es ha'zevach, Ela, mevi adam karbanu hayom, u'nesachav achar asar yamim, echad Yachid echad Sibur, after 10 days, achar asar yamim. What's the language of the Gemara? Ad asar yamim. So is 10 days literal, or is 10 days just like an expression of whenever you want? The Rambam formulates it as, V'nesachav achar asar yamim. Not sure. But the Mishnah Lamelech points out the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, and he said the Rambam is not machali. Okay. Either way, this is some of the discussion related to Shira, Eidav Shira L'Yayin, and the Nesachim related to the Karban. So we continue now. Tanur Rabbanan. A similar discussion to what we just had. Tanur Rabbanan, log shemen shel mitzora, chayavan alam mishum pigol. One log of mitzora. We know mitzora has to bring one log of shemen, the only time that plain oil is brought, and it's sprinkled on his thumbs and on his big toes, and the rest is given to the Kohanim. So that log, chayavan alam mishum pigol, There's pigel. If your pigel and it's brought with the carbon asham, and therefore if the asham becomes pigel, so then the log shemen also becomes pigel. Because the log shemen is a davar sheish lamatirin. When are you allowed to pour it onto the bahonos of the mitzora? Only after the dam. After you do the dam, like what it said, the Torah says, "B'makom dam ha'asham." Wherever you pour the dam, you pour the shemen. So you see, it has matirin. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Amru lo Rabbi Meir. V'halo adam maybe ha'ashamo hayov lo go bikav adasar yamim. Same thing. Can't you bring the shemen another day? Amar lahen. He says, "You're right." Afanilu amarti el b'boim ha'asham. It's only if it's brought with its asham. That's when I send my halacha. So amar lei. But they said, "Efshal shenoso." Le asham acher, but you can switch the oil to a what? To a different asham? What other asham? No other asham is brought with oil. What do you mean to an asham acher? So the Shiva Gebetz says in one word, la asham mitzora acher, for a different person. A different person bringing this asham mitzora. So you can switch it. So again, that reflects that it's not connected to the carbon. Amar Rava, Kesavar Rabbi Meir, Hukvu b'shchita k'lach mitode. It must be there. Rabbi Meir also says that it right when you do the shchita of the asham, then there's no more switching. No more switching. Shchita accomplishes something. We discussed this. Hopefully, we'll relate to this again, Mezrachem, later on in the shiur. But we discussed what shchita accomplishes. Shchita is, the Gemara says, lav avodahi. But even though it's lav avoda, it is an avoda in certain senses. It's tchilas avoda. It's the first of the dalat avodos. It accomplishes certain statuses are achieved by shchita. Right here are two of them. According to Rabbi Meir, shchita is mechayev that this log or this nisuch is connected to this carbon. Okay, so shchita does accomplish something. Okay, weiter. Says the next Mishnah. Pigel b'komets v'lo b'lavona b'lavona v'lo b'komets. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat of the Mishnah. The Rambam has a different pshat, but Rashi says pigel b'komets. It means when you burn the komets. Rashi says b'haktaras komets. When you burn the komets, you think pigel, but you did not think pigel thoughts in the haktaras lavona. So parallel, b'lavona, v'lo b'komets, one or the other, b'meir omer, pigel v'chayav v'lav kares, Rameir says it's still pigel, why? This Rameir shita, yesh pigel b'chatzi matir, and therefore, even though there are two matirin to the what? Two matirin to the shirayim, one of the kohanim allowed to partake of the shirayim, only after the komets and the lavona are both burned on the mizbeach. So, but Rameir says, even if you only think about pigel and half of them, one of them, that's okay, because yesh pigel b'chatzi matir. V'chachabim omrim, no, ein bo kares, ashi yifaga b'chol matir. There's no kares until a person thinks about pigel in the entire matir. That is the chachabim shita. The Sfasemis points out, we mentioned this yesterday, that the chachabim sound pretty clear that it's not kares, but it's still possible. So puzzle, as Fasem is wonders where that comes from. So he says it must be just based on the Yisra of Lo Sizvach called Davara. It's still Davara. There's still a tainted avoda, even though it does not accomplish. We mentioned, I think, from the Dvar Kodesh yesterday, 2 days ago, that pigel, there's a Maisa avoda of pigel and a Totsa'a of pigel. And even though the Totsa'a of pigel is not achieved in all cases, for example, here by Chatzi Matir according to the Rabbanan, but the Maisa avoda of pigel took place, and therefore it can still passel the carbons. That's the diuk that the Chachamim say. There's no kares, but less than that there is. There is psul. Umodim Chacham Rabbi Meir, but the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Meir, but minchas chote, or minchas kinaos, by a minchas chote and kinaos, those carbonos do not have lavona. If you remember, because we don't want to make those karbanos mehudar, you don't want to make them beautiful, so the karbanos brought for a sin or for a sota. So by those, the chacham agree. Shem piga b'komet shu pigol. They agree in that case, v'chayar lav karis. Why? Because there is no lavona. Shakomet su amatir, because that's not a chati matir. That's a full matir, only the komets. And therefore, it would be pigol. Next, second half of the Mishnah says parallel. Shochal echem en akvasim, lecho beis chalos lamachar. If a kohen checks the keves, the kifsei atzeres, to eat the beis chalos lamachar, hikderecha ben abazicha lecho beis yidam lamachar, or he's maktir one of the bazichin that went on the lechem upon him to eat the both Sedarim L'Machar, same thing, you only thought about it during one of the Matirin. Both Bazikin are Matir, both Kvasim are Matir, by the Shtei Lechem. You only thought about it in one, that's Chatzi Matir. So Rabbi Meir Omer, Pig of a Chayavon of Kares, V'Chavim Omer, Im Bokar Zei Shifag of a Chal Matir. Right, same thing, same Achlokas about whether there's Pig of a Chatzi Matir. Shachat Echad, and this is the last three lines, what we had quoted right before the Mishnah yesterday. Shachat Echad Ben HaKvasim La'echol Mimenu L'Machar. If I shout the word of the Kvasim to eat from it, from that keves, lomachar, who pigol, v'chaveir kasher. It is pigol. That animal that I thought about is pigol, and its friend is kasher, which we say means the other keves. The other keves is kasher. Why? Because the two are not connected. They're each matirin, they're each a chatzi matir maybe, or even a whole matir, but we'll talk about that in a second, but it doesn't affect its friend. But if I sheft one keves, and I think about the other keves, pigol, they're both kosher. Why? That's the principle we had of ein matir mefagel as a matir. Right? One matir could not be mefagel, another matir. Period. The Shita Mekubetzes here wonders, as I just alluded to, but even if you think during one keves to be mefagel itself. So the Mishnah said that is pigol. But why is that pickle? Isn't one keves a chatzi matir? We said a pickle of chatzi matir. And therefore, if you think about one during one keves for the lechem, there's no pickle at all. So why, if you think about one keves, is a pickle for itself? Still pickle, but chatzi matir. So says the Shita Mekubetzes, says an important ha'ara. This is in the hashmatis of the Shita, on the Avyud Gimel on the Beis. Mitzad the lechem, it's a chatzi matir. Mitzad itself, it could be looked at as a whole matir. Regarding the lechem, in order for the lechem to become mutter, you need both kvasim. So that's why it's called each one is called a chatzi matir. If you only think about during one of them, it's a chatzi matir. But looking at each keves itself, forget the lechem. Each keves itself could be looked at as an entire matir legabe itself. And therefore, it could become pigol if you think about itself, if you forget the breads. Right? The other one is not, because the other one is his own matir also. But that's what the Shita Mekubetzes says here in the Hashmatis on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Shachar Echad Benakvasim Lechem Imenu Lomachar Lo Havi Mefagel Bechatzi Matir. Shari Kol Echad VeEchad Benakvasim Matir Is Atzmo Belo Chaveiro. Aval Inyan Hefter Alechem Ein Kol Echad VeEchad Ki Im Chatzi Matir. So it depends which perspective you are looking at it.
If you sheft one before having shechted the other, could you eat from the first one?
If you sheft one before having shechted the other, could you eat? So you have to do Zrikas Adam also. You did the entire avoda of one. Could you eat from the other one? I'm saying, you have to do the avoda. Could you eat from that one? Could you eat from that one? Yeah, what do you say? It sounds like to apply, yes. Right, that if it's its own, element, because beside itself, right, it doesn't need the other one. Right. Doesn't need the other one. Pashas, yes. Okay, Amar Rav Vayter. Says Rav Machlokes. What's the Machlokes in the Mishnah about Chatzi Matir? Shenosan Asakobes Mishtika Veselavona B'machshava. Only if you did the Kemitza. The Machlokes is where you did the Kemitza without having any improper thought. That's what Shtika means here. You didn't have any bad thought. And the Lavona, the Akhtaris of Lavona, which you do afterwards, but Machshava with a Machshava pickle. We had earlier the line of the Gemara, if you remember, that you can do either one in any order you want. Any order you want, you can be back to the Kobetz, back to the Lavona. But usually what is done, right, we had that on Yugimel Mabes, we had that 3 days ago. But Pashas, most of the time, you did the Kobetz first. So Rav says, the Machlokas of the Mishnah is when you first didn't have any problematic thought, and then you had a thought by the Lavona. Aval nasan hakobetz b'machshava v'salavona b'shtika. But if you first thought about pigel in the first avoda and the next one you didn't think anything, divrei hakol pigel. Everybody would agree. Even the rabbanim would agree that's pigel there. Why? We had this before. Shekal ha'oseh al da'as rishonahu oseh. Because we assume if the first avoda is with a pigel thought, then you fill in the blank. The next avoda, even if you were thinking neutral, you fill in the blank. And you say, as long as you're working, unless you know otherwise, unless you preclude any other thought, we drag your original thought to this thought. So there, even the Rabbanim would agree that's not Chatzi Matir, because that's Pigel on the whole Matir, because we assume that that's your thought in the entire Matir. Let's continue a little bit, and then we'll talk about this. Ushmol Amar Daini Machlokas. Shmuel says, no, I think it's a little machlokas. I don't want to hold to this principle of pigel b'chatzi matir. Of Adas Mishona who Oseh. Yosef, Rav Avakam Alaha Alaha Shmaitza. Shmuel was sitting and said over the statement of Rav that the machlokas is only if you originally thought didn't think anything. But if you originally thought pigle, then we could connect. So Esver of Acha Barav Huna L'Rava. We have a problem. Why? The following Tosefta. Bamed Zverim Amurim. When do we say that there is pigol by these avodos, bikemitza, ubematan kli, ubehiluch. By those three avodas of the komets, you do the kemitza, you put the kemitza into a kli, and you walk into the mizbeach. By those three, we say there can be pigol. Why? Rashi explains, because there's no parallel of these three by lavona. There's no kemitza by lavona. There's no putting it into a kli by lavona. There's nothing. You take the lavona and you burn it. So there is no parallel by these three avodas by Lavona. Avo balo la haktara, but by burning, which there is, and that's what the Mishnah was talking about. Right? That's why it was chatzimatu in the Mishnah according to Rashi. Because we're talking about the haktara of the kobitz and the haktara of the Lavona. So that's what the Brisa here says. Balo la haktara, but when you're coming to be maktirit, nothing as a kometz b'shtika v'es a Lavona b'machshava. V'es a kometz b'machshava v'es a Lavona b'shtika. That's where there's a machlokes. Rebbe Yerober pick up a chevron of karis, because that's chatzi matir, but Rameh doesn't care about that. This pick up a chatzi matir. That's the brisa. The brisa is parallel to our Mishnah. Right? If you think a pigle thought in haktara of only one, the kometz or the lavona, so then it's not going to be pigle. But this brisa is a little more explicit. Ktani miha, what does it say in this brisa? Nosa that's a kometz b'machshav v'es lavona b'shtika. It says both orders. It even says if you did the kometz of the soles without any thoughts, with a thought of pigle, and the lavona after that, b'shtika pligi, you see they argue. You see the rabbanan say, even there, it's not pigle. I thought, Rav, that you say if you think pigle at the beginning, of everybody agrees that it's pigle. Kolar hosal das bishon hu osa. Kashan Rav. Answers the Gemara, Ema, what does it mean, lavona? V'kfar nasanas lavona b'shtika meikara. It means you had already thought about the Lavona. That's why there's a Machlokas. We need to reinterpret them with the Brisa. But the Brisa's cases are both. Both cases are a case where you thought originally about nothing, and then you thought about pickle afterwards. Says the Gemara, Shtei Tshuvas Bezavah. There's two problems with that suggestion. Chada Dino Kamaisa. That is the exact same case as the other one. The Brisa says two cases. It sounds like the first one case is where you think about pickle first, and the other one is you think about pickle second. If you're switching it, then it's the same exact case two times. V'od, and also another problem, Hatanya, in another Brisa that has this, case, it says the words, acharkach. If it says acharkach, you can't say you had already thought about it. So answers the Gemara, a different answer. Tirgama Rabbi Rav Chanina, bebeis deos. You know what this Brisa is talking about? Where two different kahanim were involved. One of them did the kometz of the soles, and one of them did the kometz of the lavona. So then everybody agrees that you can't apply the principle of kol osa das rishon hu osa. Fine, even Rav would agree there. But in a case, our Mishnah is in a case where only one kohen is involved, so then we would say kol osa al das rishona hu osa. If you remember this principle, the Brisk Rav has an amazing chiddush about this principle. We quoted this in Zvachim, but we quoted it from Menachas Tezayin. Because this is where the Gris says it. The Gris says it, that this principle of Kala Osef is not just an umdana. Oh, if he thought about it, it must be that's what he's also thinking about now. It's a halachic principle. And even if we ask him, says the Gris, and he says, I wasn't thinking about pigle now. I was only thinking about pigle in the first avodah, not now. The Gris says, tough luck. Kala Osef, das Rishonu hu Osef. And we say, both are pigle. Both are pigle. It's not in umdana, says the Gris. It's a halachic principle, and it doesn't matter what he says afterwards. If he does something during the avodah that could preclude it, as we'll see, that's megalatos, that he wasn't thinking it, then fine. But if we don't know, he thought pigle step one, and he think pigle step two, and that's all we know, that this is a halachic principle, kol osa das rishona hu osa. The Achronim point out it's a little difficult what the Gris says, because look at Tosfos, Ketani. It's on the later Gemara, but Tosfos seems to say pretty clearly that if he says a beferish, that he doesn't, then we don't say kala osa. A little difficult what the Gris does with that Tosfos, diras al ktani, but that's what the Gris's svara is. The Gris also asks in the next paragraph in the Brisk Rav, why is it that in other areas of halacha it seems like everybody accepts this principle kala osa das rishonu osa? For example, By tzitzis. What does the Shulchan Aruch say by tzitzis? In Siman Yud Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hachutin sarach sheyu tivuyim lishman." the threads of the tzitzis have to be threaded into threads, lishma. Right, we, lechatchila, you're supposed to put on also, right, l'shei mitzvah tzitzis, but most of us get by the threads at least. You can put on your own tzitzis. We say l'shei mitzvah tzitzis. When do you say that? Just at the beginning. You don't say it every second. Also by the tviya, the chut ditzarashi tviya l'shman. And some say even the niputz. That's a ramah, it's a chumr. V'aminach l'hakal b'niputz. Niputz is when you take it off of the sheep. You take the wool off of the sheep and you comb it, menafetz. You comb it out, also that should be l'shma l'chanchila. Even an earlier stage, says the Ramah. But the Shulchan Aruch just says tviya. She yomar b'tchilas ha-tvi tivui shehu osa kei l'shem tzitzis. At the beginning of the tivui, you should say it. V'imlo ha-yitzvuyin l'shman psulin. If they weren't nitva l'shma, the Halacha Shulchan Aruch says, then it is pasul. We need tviya l'shma. And then the Shulchan Aruch says you also need shezira l'shma. What's Shazira? We're not talking about Hilchas Tzitzis now. Hopefully in a couple of weeks when we get to it in Menachas. But that means when, because every thread of Yitzitzis, if you look at it, is more than one thread combined. Sometimes it unravels. So that's called Shazira, when you have to put the little thin threads together into one bigger thread. That you need Shazira Lishma. Right? And then it talks about the length of the Tzitzis. Anyway, that is all in Siman Yud Aleph, all that needs Lishma. But the Mishnah Berurah says, V'day bazeh, as long as you thought it at the beginning of the Tviya, it's good enough, afilu liyoma achra, even for a following day. Why? D'stama su lishma ka'i, d'kal ha'osa, al das vishona osa. Right, it quotes our principle. So you have that here, you have that by Ksiva Saget, you have that by Ksiva Sefer Torah, you have that by other places. Ask the Briska Rav, why in other places does it seem like everybody agrees to it, and here there's a machlokas about it? Why here is there a machlokas about it? Otherwise, it's everybody agrees to it. Says the Griz, the difference is here we're talking about an Avera. Other cases, we're talking about a status, a mitzvah, something good. So you could say, Kala Osa, that's Mishon Osa, that's where the din was made. But here, is it piggle? Are we going to stretch your piggle thought? What, are we going to be messiah you to be mefagal the carbon? So that's why it's an issue. Maybe we don't say that. Maybe we don't say that when it comes to a machshava haposeles. Ha'cha be the machshava poseles. So to have a machshava haposeles, you might need actual machshava. But din l'shma to say for Torah, v'koshke in linyan shapis. Ha'sam lavi din machshava, l'bein yishem ha'isa shol yasa l'shma. V'zeo ikid din l'shma, as long as you think about it at the beginning. Okay, that's the Griz right here. We go weiter. Tashma. Says the Tosefta. The next Tosefta in Zvachim. Again, we're trying to ask Akasha on Rav. Rav, who says the principle of Kola Osa, Das Mishono Osa, and therefore, Rav says that in the Mishnah, the Machlokes is only where the first stage was Shtika, and the second stage was Machshava of Pigel. But if the first stage was Machshava of Pigel, then everybody agrees that it's a problem. Everybody agrees. So Tashma. Bamed Varmamurim. When do we say that one matana, Rashi explains. When do we say that one matana is pigol? By the damim, if you think about the mizbech achitzon, where one matana is ma'akev. That's all you need, just one matana. As the first Mishnah said in the fourth parak of Zvachim. Aval damim anitana mizbech apnimi, but by the inner hazaos, kigon, mem gimel shem ekipurim, the 43 of Yom Kippur. What's the 43? We're going to have to know this again for Ahmed Beis. Remember the 43. You do 8 sprinklings inside. Right? Achas lamala v'sheva lamata. Right? K'matzlef. Right? Ech lamashal lamata. So you do 8 of those for the par and 8 of those for the sa'ir. So that's 16 on the aron by the badim. And then you do the same exact ones right outside towards the paroches. Right? So that's 32. Because you have 8 and 8, 16, and then you have another 8 and 8 outside the paroches. That's 32. 32. Then you do 4... on the one on each of the corners of the Mizbech HaZahav. Right? So that's 36. Then you do 7 to the middle of the top of the Mizbech HaZahav. That gives us 43. So you have 8 and 8, 16, 16, right? 32. And then you have 4 on the corners, 36. And then you have a 7 on the Tiarosh of the Mizbeach. That's 43. So those 43 Zrikas, called Mem Gemosh Yom Kippurim. The Achaz Esreishal Par Kohen Mashuach. The Achaz Esreishal Par Alam Davar Shal Tzibur. Or the 11 of the Par Kohen Mashiach, right? The special carpet of the Kohen Gadol, or the Par Alam Davar Shal Tzibur, as we discussed in Meseches Harios at length. Those 11, right? Because those only have 7 on the Paroches and 4 on the Mizbech Hazav. So those 11. But any of those Hazos Pnimios, Pigel, Bain Barishona, Bain Bishnia, Bain Bishlishes. If you thought about Pigel by one of them, Bain Barishona, Rishona means by the Aron, Bishnia means by the Paroches, Bishlishes means by the Mizbeach HaZahav. If you think about Pigel by any of those, so then Remeir Omer, Pigel v'chayav on love kareis, v'chab Omer, Remeir Bokar, says, Shifaga b'chala matir, same thing, Remeir says, Yesh Pigel b'chasi matir, so if you only talk about Pigel by some of them, it's okay, v'chum say, no! Each one of those matanos we know is ma'akev. If you're missing any of the 43, it's ma'akev, the kapara. And therefore, you have to think about all, think about Pigel during all 43. That's what the Chachamim say. Tosus does point out that Remeir would agree, Dibras Klobain, even Remeir would agree that at least in every set, at least in the 8 and 8, or 16, or 16, or 11 on the Mizbeach HaZahav, each of the sets, you have to think Pigel in the entire set. If you think that, that's less than Chatzi Matir. Remeir would agree that's like Chatzi to Chatzi. But at least if you think about Pigel in an entire set, Remeir says that's Pigel and Chum say not. So the Gemara says, Tani Miha, what does it say in the Brisa? Pigel, Bein Barishona, Bein Mishnia, Bein Mishlishis. You see that if you thought Pigel in any of the sets, Upligi, and there's a Machlokas. Even if you thought about Pigel in the first one. So Rav, so again, it's Kashan Rav. Rav says if you thought about Pigel in the first one, everybody would agree. And if you want to say, maybe here also we're talking about different Kahanim. Right, each different Kohen did each one of the sets, but Hani Chalman Amar Bepar Vafilu Midabo Shapar. That works according to the opinion of Maseches Yuma, who says that if the Kohen dies in the middle or becomes tummy in the middle, then another Kohen is just allowed to take over and take the dam that was used previously. Fine, that could work. Elamad Amar Bepar Vafilu Midabo Shapar. But according to the Amar that says that a new Kohen would have to bring in all his own new stuff, so Michael Amar that it won't work. So we're back to the question. What does Rav do with this case? If Rav says, Kola Osa, Das Rishona Hu Osa, so then why is it, in this case, it seems like even if you thought Pigel at the beginning, then there is still a Machlokas. So Amar Rava, Hach Vayaskina, this case is different. In general, you say Kola Osa, Das Rishona Hu Osa. But here he did something specifically that makes us say that that principle did not kick in here. Kigon shapigo barishona. We're going to go with our girsa. Vishasak bishnia upigo bishlishis. You thought about Pigel in 1 and 3, and not 2. De amrinon, because in that case we say, and again it sounds like he said it, because or else how would you know? De isak adaita kolosa das bishona osa. If you say that principle should kick in, may have the pigul bishlishis amali. So what do you think about Pigel in stage 3? Stage 1 should be enough. The fact that he did it is megale that he did not think about Pigel in stage 2. Really, in general, Rav says his shita of Kala Ose. But in a case where you know for sure that he's not using that principle, even without having to ask him, that's how the Brisker Rav, I guess, would say this, if you have to ask him, that still did kicks in. But here you don't have to ask him, you know 1 and 3. So therefore, that's how you know this case is different. Maskava Ravashi, Midi Shasak Tani. How can you say that's the pshat of the Brisa? It doesn't say Shasak in the middle. It says, Bain, Bain, Bain. So, El Amar Ravashi, Ravashi is no, different answer. Hachamai Eskina, this is the case. Chagon Shepigel Barishona Ubishnia Vishasak Bishlishis. Right, it means the first two. You thought did Pigel, and not the third. Di Amrina, because we say, Di Yisak Adada Kala Osa, that's Bishona Osa. Again, if you hold that principle, Med the Pigel Bishnia Lamali. Why do you think about Pigel in stage two? So again, it's a Gilui Das that he's not using that principle in this case. The Gemara again says that doesn't fit into the words. V'habein bein k'tani. It says bein bein. It sounds like you did something in any of the stages. Kasha. So we leave it as a question. We don't answer the problem with what Rav does with his Brisa. Okay. Amar mar. Period. So we have the next 15 lines. We have this in Zvachim as well, thinking back a couple of months. Amar Mar, Rabbi Meir Omer. So quoting what we just had, we had the Brisa on the bottom of Amud Aleph that said, a machlokes by the chatos pnimios, by the inner karbanos. Rabbi Meir says, if you think about one set, that's good enough. That creates Pigel. Rabbi Meir Omer, Pigel v'chayav anolav karis. It creates Pigel. Michti, let's see for a minute. Karis lo machayav ashikri v'kal mamatirin. As we know, there's no chi of karis until everything is done properly by Pigel. Yakriv kol matirav. To Amar Mar, as we've had said, yei ratzeh, kartzos kosher, kachartzos pasul. Just like A kosher carbon has to bring ritzoy, so to a puzzle carbon. Ma hartzos kosher achiyakrivu kalmanatirin. Just like the hartzos of a kosher, of a kosher animal, you have to go through the entire avoda properly in order to bring kapara. Afartzos puzzle. So to pigle, the chiddush of pigle is that it's gotta be perfect besides the pigle. That's the chiddush, as we mentioned many times. Achiyakrivu kalmanatirin. So fine, so now he asks the Gemara, what happens here? You have different stages of the avoda. You have sprinklings on the aron and on paroches and on the mizbeach hazav. Let's say you thought pigle during the zrikas hapnim on the aron. Stop time for a second. You have just ruined the carbon. So now says the Gemara, the rest of what you're doing is meaningless because you've already messed it up. Whether it's going to be pigle or not is what? You have to wait till the end? But everything you're doing now is meaningless because you've already messed up the carbon. That's the Gemara's question. V'hai in our case, kivan dechashiv babifnim, once you thought about pigle thoughts inside by the aron, possibly you've already passed the carbon. Kimadi behechal, so when you go out to the hechal to sprinkle, maya ba'alma hudakamadi. It's like you're sprinkling water because the whole thing is messed up once you thought about pigle early in the avoda, then the rest of the avoda is possibly meaningless, and therefore, how do you ever have a case of yakriv kol matirav? Rashi asks the obvious question, so you can say this about every case of pigle. Every case of pigle, the second you thought pigle, you've messed up the avoda. That's an obvious kasha on this question. Right? So Rashi says, no, at least by other cases, by regular case of pigle, you've done a complete avoda. You do an avoda, look what Rashi says. Rashi says in the skinny lines, V'ikasha b'komitz v'shchoychei nami le'imad l'mafag. In every case, shouldn't be pigle. La pirchahi. D'hasam osa avoda shepigel ba na'asiz kula b'kdushasa. Aval hana chazaos chada avodahi. Here, the issue is, all the hazos are part of the kapara. So if you thought pigle during half of the hazos, so that is the power to mess up the rest of the azos. That's all one big fat avoda. So if you think pigle during part of it, then the rest of it should be meaningless. By others, you thought about pigle during shechita. Fine, that's shechita. But the other avodas are perfect. That's what pigle needs. Besides the pigle thought, all the other parts of the avoda are perfect. Masha'enkein here, the other parts are not perfect because they're also part of the avoda that you thought pigle during. Because all 43 zvikas are all viewed together. That's the difference. That's why the Gemara doesn't ask this by regular case of pigle. But ask the Gemara then in our case, this case at least. So it's a problem. It's two answers. Amar Rabba, first answer. Mishkachas la barba parim barba se'irim. Maybe it's a case, Rashi explains this to mean, that in between each set of the 16 and the 7, the blood spilled out and you had to get a new animal. So therefore, there is no connection between one part and the other part, and pigle is not going to affect each of the meat of each of the animals. That's the suggestion of that's the first suggestion of Rabba. Nishpach Adam after each one. Rabba Amar, or Rabba says, no, afilu teima pa, maybe this answer is, you can answer up for other pigles also. Or Rabba Amar, afilu teima parecha v'sarecha, even if it's the same animal. Lefkule maratzi. The point is, it has to be Yaakov Kalmatirov excluding the pickle problem. So you have a pickle problem, but so what? That's pickle. So this could be another answer. Forget Rashi's answer. That's one answer. You might say it's different. But even if not, Yaakov Kalmatirov means besides pickle. But if it's pickle, that's exactly what pickle is. It passes the carpet through pickle. So that is why, don't ask me the question. Period. The Ola Shlomo here, we quoted this Ola Shlomo back in Zvachim when we quoted this. The Ola Shlomo says, this Gemara explains and answers up the question in the suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech asks whether, right when you think pigle, is the carbon ruined right away, at least puzzle, and the only shiloh till the end of the avoda is whether there's going to be kares or not, whether it's going to turn into pigle, or do we say, no, nothing happens until the end. Until it becomes kares, it's kosher. That's a suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech, in Hilchos Psuli HaMakdashim. So the Ola Shlomo here says that this Gemara proves that the carbon is nifsal kfar. Right? Because that's the whole Gemara's question. Kashali, kiva de'eda pigol achi yakrim atirav lo nifsal kol zman madi yahecho, my parech. So he says, it must be, we're poshet, the suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech here. But ochel mi pigol kolim jakarva matirav. What happens if I eat from a pigol carbon before the process is finished? And then the process is finished by hechsher. Do I get kares there? Or is it possible at least? You don't get kares because it's not pigle yet. Unless you say it works for mafreya. But is that at least puzzle? So says the Ola Shlomo. Do you get Malchus from Psuli HaMakdashin at least? Or not? So he says, that's it sounds like from here. Ach Yishli says, Ve'im lo ke'el misho doch le'ezviko, mihacha mucham, the Nifsal Miyad. Sounds like it's Nifsal Miyad. Because that's the Gemara's question. Then says, Yishlomar, maybe not. Maybe it's Olam Afreya. But either way, he alludes, this is his, is an important ha'ara on this Gemara. It sounds like it's going to become possible right away. Does he have an out? Is it better if a Kohen is mefagel early in the avoda? Should he dafka mess up the rest of the avoda so it doesn't become pigel? He was already mazik. He already has to pay for this animal. So pashtus, I don't know, because to do an avoda improperly, didn't we have earlier? Once he messed up, we had at the beginning of zvachim, right? Just because you do one thing wrong doesn't mean you should do other things wrong. Right, but I'm saying, so do you want this? But I'm saying, so it's an avoda that you want to do properly, but if you do it properly, it's going to bring karis. So I'm not sure. Should a Kohen dafka do the rest of the avoda incorrectly? Should he mess it up? It's a good question. I wonder if there's got to be talk about that. Let's do our homework. Okay. Says the Gemara Viter. It's amazing that we've been speaking about pigel many, many days. That's the first time we asked that question. Okay. Viter. A detail about what came up earlier. Our boy in Vishalosh, it said that there are 43 hazos inside. Vahatanya, Arba Mesheva. But we have another brisa that says 47. How can it be 43? Alakasha, Hakamadarama, Arvin Lakranos, Vakamadarama, Ema Arvin. As I described before, you have the 16 inside, the 16 outside, 32. Then you have the 4 and the 7. But maybe you don't just do 4. Maybe you do 8. Because maybe you are not Ma'ariv, the Dam of the Seir, the Dam of the Par, before you sprinkle it on the corners. Maybe you do it separately. Maybe do it separately, and therefore you get an extra 4, and that'll make it 47. The Achronim point out, the Shakasari points out, that what about, there's no Manda Amar that says the 7 are doubled. Everybody agrees you're Ma'arvin before you do the, on the Tiro Shalom Mizbech. V'hatanya Arba Mishmona, but we have one that adds in one more, Arba Mishmona. Lo Kasha, Hakamand Amar, Shi'arim Ma'akvin, Hakamand Amar, Shi'arim Lo Ma'akvin. It's like the Manda Amar that says that Shi'arim are Ma'akev, Shvicha Shirayim, for these Karbanas, are Ma'akev. Period. Viter, Ibo Elohu. Pigel Baholacha Mahu. Rashi adds in one word here in his girsa. Pigel Baholachas Kometz Mahu. If you're Molech the Kometz, what is the halacha? What's the question? Look at Rashi. Mi havi chatzi avoda upligi rabban and shivaga bachola matir. Is this chatzi matir? Because as we mentioned in Amad Aleph, whenever you have an avoda by the Kometz that's parallel, that has a parallel avoda to the Lavona, so that's called Chatzi Matir. And the Rabbanan would say, it's no pickle. And Rameir says, it is pickle. So Haktara has a parallel. Kmitza has no parallel. Kabbalah B'Kli has no parallel. What about Holacha? Because you take the Kometz to the Mizbeach. So that's the Shaila. Piga B'Holacha Mahu. Is that called Chatzi Matir according to the Rabbanan? Amar B'Yochanan, Holacha K'Kmitza. And therefore, it's not called Chatzi Matir. Right, it's like kmitza, because there is no kmitza by Lavona, so it's like hola, and therefore there is pigel. Rish Lakish Amar Holacha Kaktara. Rish Lakish says, no, halacha like Haktara, which has a parallel by Lavona, and therefore it would only be called Chatzi Matir. So the Gemara says, Vishlam Rish Lakish, Ikanami Holacha de Lavona. Rish Lakish makes sense, because there is a halacha by Lavona. So to say that this is called Chatzi Matir, that makes sense? El Rabbi Yochanan in my time, but why would Rabbi Yochanan say? If there's a parallel by Lavona, so why, according to Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbanan, would this not be called Chatzi? It should be called Chatzi. There's a parallel by Lavona. So Amar Rava, no. Ksava, Rabbi Yochanan, Kalavoda She'ina Materes. Holacha doesn't matir anything. Shchita and Zrika matir. And maybe Kabbalah Saddam, Kabbalah Kiddush HaKometz also is part of that process. But any avoda that does not matir is an independent avoda. Avoda chashuvahi lefagalei b'fnei atzma. If it's not a matir, it's not part of that process, then you don't view it as chatzi matir. It's not a matir at all. And therefore, you could create pigel by itself. That is Rabbi Yochanan's view. Omer le'Abaye, Abaye says, one second, is that true? Something that's not matir is considered independent and therefore could create pigel by itself? Hare shchitas echem en akfasim. What about shechting one of the kivsei atzeres? As we've had before, the avoda sheina matirasa, shechting one of them is nothing, right? You got to shech both of them. Shechting one of them is not matir, upligi, and yet there's a machlokes there. According to you, Reb Yochanan, According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbanan say, whenever there is something that is not matir, it stands on its own, and it should be pickle. Why would the Rabbanan argue here and say that it's not pickle? It's not, because the Mishnah said, as we had in our Mishnah, so you see in our Mishnah, if you shecht one of the kvasim, that's not matir. Rabbi Yochanan, you just said that the svar of the Rabbanan is, if it's not matir, it stands on its own. And if it stands on its own, it could create pickle by itself. So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Mi savris lechem matanam kadosh. It does do something, the shechting of one of the animals. You think that the bread in the oven, the shtei halechem, is sanctified automatically by putting it in the oven? No! Shechitas kvasim mekadshalei. The shechting of the kivsei atzeres sanctify the shtei halechem. And therefore, v'haba lekadish kibala hatir dami. It accomplishes something in the process. It sanctifies. So if it sanctifies, it's like it matirs, it allows you to do something later, so therefore, they're both significant, part of the process, so therefore there's no pickle by itself. There's no pickle by itself, and that's Rabbi Yochanan's defense. Mazar of Sivir Barashi asks another question. Acherim Omrim, by carbon Pesach, hikdim mulim la'arelim, if somebody thinks during the first simen, by an animal, we know you have to shech two simanim, or rove of two simanim. If during the first simen, a person thinks mulim, people who have bris mila, meaning people who are kosher for the Korban Pesach. And the second simen, he thinks arelim, kosher. It's kosher. Hikdim arelim lemulim pasur. But if you think he was makdim arelim to mulim, it would be pasul. V'kaim alon debachati matir pligi. And we hold that they're arguing about chati matir, if you think during one of the simanim. The problem is, kasher Rabbi Yochanan, one simen is nothing. One simon is not matir, one simon is not makadish, one simon does nothing. So how could the Rabbanon say that there would be significance in this case? Amalei, again, mi savr is dam bitsavr behema kadosh. What, you'd think the blood in the neck of the animal is automatically kadosh, is automatically sanctified? When it comes out, dam sakin makadshalei. No, again, shechita does accomplish something. It's not matir. One simon is not matir the animal to eat. Right, need two simanim for that, but it does start sanctifying the blood. The second that shechita starts, sakin the sakin mekatchalei. The Chazanish says obviously it's not sakin, it's shechita mekatchalei. V'yabal kadosh kabala hatir dami. Same thing. It does accomplish something, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan is saved. Tashma, try one more time. B'medvar mamur b'kmitzu b'matan kliu b'hiloch. The brisa that we started, we had on Amud Aleph. When do we say this pigol? By these three avodas, which have no parallel by Lavona. My love, hiloch d'aktara. Doesn't that mean hiloch of aktara, which is what we're talking about? Hiloch of aktara, and there, it's like now this is a kasha on Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish says halacha is like aktara, therefore there would be a problem. But here, the Rabbanan are agreeing that this pigol. And it says holacha, kashan reish lakish, lo, hiluch to matan kli. We're not talking about regular holacha, which has a parallel by Lavona. We're talking about hiluch to matan kli. You did the kemitza, and now you're walking to get a kli to put the kemitza into. Ihachi, if that's true, but matan kli u behiluch, but by hiluch matan kli be bailei. Just switch the order, because we're talking about an earlier hiluch. So the order of the brisa should be switched. So holo kasha to ihachi. Okay, switch it. Switch it. But still, balo lahaktara, balo lahachami bailei. The next line of the brisa said, okay, if you're coming to be makdirit, you're not there yet. If you're coming to be molechit. So where it says holokasha, that's also not a problem. Why? Kiva de la holacha, tzorech de haktarahi, everything is leading up to the haktara, kari la haktara. It can still be called haktara, no problem. Ela nasan. But the sheet that takes out the next three words, nasan, holachami bailei. You're about to do halacha, not nesina. Kasha. So we end up with a question on how Reish Lakish interprets it. Okay, one more last discussion. Hikter shumshim le'echol shumshim. Let's say I'm being mocked in a regular case of pigol, but I do it in tiny, tiny increments. I'm mocked here a sesame seed size. I'm mocked here, and I think about a sesame seed size. Hikdir shumshim lachol shumshim. Achikala komitz kulo. Until I do everything. I did everything, but I just did it in tiny, tiny increments. So, does that work? Rav Chisda, Rav Hamnun, Rav Sheshes. Chadam are pigle, v'chadam are puzzle, v'chadam are kosher. Three-way machlokas amoraim. Lema, so what are all these sheetas? Lema, mandar are pigle, krebi meir. Let's say that the one who says pigle holds like a meir, that you're mefaga b'chati matir. And therefore, every tiny little bit is a chati matir. Umayim are puzzle karabanan, that is at least puzzle, even though it's not pickle. And there are kashka Rebbe, and the one who says kashka is like Rebbe. Rebbe said earlier at Adaf Yudalit that if you're the two chatzon are not mitzarif. Remember, Rebbe said if you think about one of the loaves or one of the rows, so nothing can be mitzarif. So should we say this is the three ways? So the Gemara says no. Mimai, how do you know? Maybe each one of these is wrong. Dilma akaluka Remeir Hasan. When does Remeir say what he says? Ela dafishi b'kishi b'shiuro. If you think during chatzi matir, but about a whole shear. Aval hacha delochishi b'shiuro lo. But maybe he wouldn't agree here. V'akaluka Rabbanan Hasan el delochasha beba kuli matir. When does Rabbanan say it does not work if you don't think about it during the entire matir? Aval hacha delochasha beba kuli matir hacha nami depagil. But here, where you did, even though it was incremental, but you thought about it. At the end, during the whole matir, then the rabbi would agree that it's pickle. And v'yakal ka'amar Rebbe hasam el delo hader mal yemiyosa avoda. Maybe Rebbe only said it where you didn't finish, you didn't complete the whole thing. Aval hacha de hader mal yemiyosa avoda hachanami de pasal. But where? Here, where you did not fill it miyosa avoda, here, where you did, where you were Malia, meaning you did the whole avod in the end, so Chanami the Apostle, maybe Rebbe would agree. So don't say that it's parallel to these three. Period. I think we're going to stop here by Ella before we do the last few lines, because it'll take a few minutes to explain. So that's why I'm going to start Ella now, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue with Hakometz Rabbah. Finishing up Hakometz Zuta tomorrow, Hakometz Rabbah, Be'ez Hashem on Sunday, we will get into Hakometz Rabbah, the larger Perek Hakometz, as we head towards continuing in Menachos. Fourth Perek is where the tzitzes and all those mitzvahs come up. Okay, stop here.